MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this magnificent Monday, March 30th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line again is author Rick Randall. He wrote the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I'm good. I opened up Road Trip this morning.
Yeah, just, what was the word?
I just grabbed a page, and it was page 84. And page 84 is kind of interesting because 84 is the year that Vicky and I got married.
Oh, wow.
And the word is patience.
Ah, good word.
And I'm like, okay, God, why did you want me to read about patience this morning? So pretty interesting the way the book ties in. I've got some appointments today and been kind of anxious about them, wanting to push things along. And your book tells me to have patience, I guess, today. So that's the direction it's telling me. What's happening in your world?
You know, a lot of things we're packing. We're going to get up and take a road trip after the show today and headed down to hang out with our friends in Florida, Mark and Sue. I wrote a poem about them just in the friendship section. But patience, mm-hmm. Here, I love this line on patience. I just opened there. Stay focused on your goals and be patient. Good timing is the key to all success. Patience is usually why it is good timing. And so that was an add-on word, but today I thought, okay, what am I going to talk about today, and how do I keep the crowd alert? Zig Ziglar used to talk about the cross-eyed discus thrower. Did you ever hear that story? He says, I don't set any records, but I sure keep the crowd alert. But anyway, so I take words and I'll take the letters. And this is what I do in the class when I go in and talk to young kids and say, hey, write your name with words out of the book. So Randy would be R-A-N-D-Y, and go to the book and find the words that you would like to be meaningful, that are something that represents you or what's important to you. So today I did that with Monday. Monday. So I love this. We'll start with M. So it's M-O-N-D-A-Y, and I go to the book and find my M words. And so I grab mojo today. And I can't – this is just great because, I mean, if anybody has mojo, you do. But mojo, energy, charisma, power, positive motion, I like that. Harmony, soul juice, electricity, fire, magic. And everyone has mojo, and so, you know, it's my friends calls it a swagger. You got a certain just strut about you, and it's not cocky. It's just a cool expression of what your soul got, what your soul's got. That's one of my lines. Your mojo is what makes you special. And so then I wrote, mojo is charisma, it's energy, it has rhythm, it's the X factor of your soul. Randy, there weren't too many X words in my book, and so the only X word I actually came up with was X factor. And I wrote a great poem about that, but moving on. So mojo is Panama Jack, about the guy in the Dos Equis commercial. You know, that guy's got some mojo. But then I wrote this one, mojo is the iron worker building a high rise. Could you imagine that dude or doing that? Randy, ever think about
it?
No.
Yes,
Superman
not
has mojo.
Even thinking about it.
No. What about The Rock? Anyways, what does your mojo look like? Is your mojo working? And the answer should most definitely be yes. And then I go, success is all about mojo. But I'll read this poem real quick. Mojo is your energy. You are the only one. Mojo is part of what you will inevitably become. Your mojo is yours, doesn't come out of a box. It is a brilliant display of what your soul's got. Mojo is the energy that makes you be you. Know your energy is awesome, your mojo is awesome. Truly unique is what you do. And so that's the M to begin
Excellent.
With. The Monday
excellent.
Word. So here we go.
Good way to start off the segment. Excellent, excellent. We're going to take a short break. Staying on with this, Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is the author, Rick Randall, the book Road Trip, the Good Word Book for Success. And we took care of the M for Monday. What do you got there for the letter O?
They had to go to optimism on that one. And this is the purpose of the book, is that it's full of all of these A to Z is the likely to succeed part. And this is called the Road Trip Book for Success, the Good Words Book for Success. And so there's 107 words. And so this is just what I did with the words. And so that's where Road Trip came from. But so we're talking about Monday, and here we're on the optimism. I love this word. Confidence, hopeful, enthusiastic, encouraged, the very important word, promising, bright, positive. So believe in possible. I think that's another a word that I love is a possibility thinking. That was Robert Schuller. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. But be optimistic, confidence, and can. So then I say this. There's always a blessing in every situation or circumstance. And this is so true. Optimism is kind of the map to help us find it. Sometimes that can be a little tricky. But with the right attitude and the right words in your bag of words. So you bring optimism into your life and you will open the treasure chest of success. So I'm pretty optimistic about a successful road trip, and that's the whole purpose of the book, is our life is a road trip, and how do we make it the best road trip that we can? And that's the concept behind our good words, is that if you have a bag of 1,500 words, fill it with all good words and live your life from that bag of good words. So optimism is positive about what's going on. What are you thinking? We talked about this before. Your thinking is so important. Are you weak or are you strong? If you have fears and doubts in your life, get a dose of optimism. Get rid of that knife. Believe in yourself and believe in your plan. Optimism gives you the energy to believe that you can. And so that was another, Randy, I wrote 107 poems, and I was kind of on a deadline, and I put it off and put it off and put it off a little bit. And next thing I go, yo, Rick, you got to giddy up. And so I sat down literally in not that many days and wrote poems. And some are life stories. I got a couple coming. But so we're on M-O-N. So N, this is a great word, nice. Nice, friendly, sympathetic, warm-hearted, agreeable, good, kind, cheerful, compassionate, understanding, virtuous, gracious, delightful. And all these words are chosen to implement that into your road trip. People want to be with nice people. My dad used to say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And then we joke about the fact that suddenly the whole room gets quiet. Or Dale Carnegie said, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. And you go, geez, what else are we going to talk about? So anyways, in my lifetime, I've met some of the nicest people. You know when you meet a nice person. You know, they're friendly, they're genuine. There's no substitute for that. It feels really good when you meet nice people. Nice is available to everybody. Practice being nice. Be nice. It's a simple way to go. Nice is successful. And so then I wrote, this is good. So I have these power statements. So this is good. Nice cushions the seat on the road trip. So then my poem goes with this. It's nice is compassionate and friendly as well. When you meet nice, you know it. Immediately you can tell. Nice people have mojo. Makes your heart thrive. Nice is all about love. Makes it great to be alive. I love how mojo popped in there. A couple, you know, this is working out good. It's using that word a couple times, and I think I got one more poem where mojo's in there again, so suddenly that's becoming a pretty important word, you know. It's that good-looking guy with that long white beard and rides his motorcycle, Randy, and they call him Trucker Randy, but nice is about this incredible feeling that comes from within. Give me a little nice, please. Fill my soul to the brim. Share nice with the people that you meet every day. Nice brings back the sunshine, removes the clouds away. And so, I was going to do this today and just go through this kind of this way and just share the book with you kind of with all these words. So D, discipline. This is a good poem that goes with this one. But discipline, self-control, code of conduct, instruction, rules to live by, cement for the bricks. And so the brick ideas that we're building our success one brick at a time, well, they don't hold up strong without a little cement. That's what discipline does. So success and discipline both ride in the front seat. It's a daily commitment to your goals. Discipline is self-imposed. What do you want to do or accomplish? What do you have to do to get it done? And that's where discipline comes in. Will you do it? Discipline is the dedication to doing what you have to do. So we talked about this too. This is great. I added another one to it. Do you have to do something? Do you get to do something? And then you turn it into want to do something. You know, all day we have stuff that we have to do, so to speak. When we reframe it, we kind of think, hey, man, I get to go vacuum the carpet, or I get all to right. go wash the windows, you know. It's the reward afterwards. But discipline's the courage required to push yourself beyond your reach and go get it done. And then I like this. This is so true. Usually by just getting started, the how to do will show up. Learn in the doing of it, and it's amazing, and don't ever give up, you know. And you can go on YouTube anymore these days. I mean, what we have available to us, Randy, is absolutely incredible. And so, anyways, we go on YouTube, and you can find out anything. But usually when you start going on things, it starts getting done. But anyway, success requires discipline. And this is the poem. Discipline? You mean discipline? Like discipline required for success to achieve my hopes and dreams and goals. I've talked about those goals. I would rather lay on the couch and rest. You can lay on the couch all day long, but this is what I know is true. When you add a little discipline, it is amazing what you can do. It starts with a target that you want to hit. Discipline is required, and you will conquer it. Conquer is another good word in the book. Discipline is character, is a character trait that stands tall among the rest. Discipline gives your fortitude an interesting little test. Fortitude's another word in the book. Discipline is just a principle of what you say that you will do. Discipline determines your success, makes you become a better you. And I think that that's, that is so solid.
Another part on that, Rick, is the book itself. You know, people go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, get a copy of it. And if they treat it the way I do, where, you know, I have a daily devotional for my Bible, and I now have incorporated in my discipline using your book, you know, where I reach over and just randomly opened it to a page, you know, and there it was, page 84, patience. It all of that really kind of gets into your discipline of your day. And, yes. And this is really good. I appreciate you doing this for us. What's the next letter we got?
Yeah, so I love this one too. Awake. Yeah, this is great.
There you go. First thing in the morning when you wake up.
Here you go. And so I say this, when you walk into a room, what happens to a room when you walk in? Does the lights get brighter? Does the room go dim? You go, so awake. That means not sleeping. Your on switch is on. Here you go. The mojo word's coming up again. Mojo is working. Are you awake? Are your eyes open? Is your light on? Are you looking around? And then I love this. The only way to make your dreams come true is to wake up. Success usually doesn't happen when you are still sleeping. And you know, success, remember, the definition of success is overcoming. Success isn't about, that's another poem in the book. It's not about your house or your car, right? It's about able to resilience and fortitude, and those are words in the book, and overcome the obstacles of every day and get excited. And then the other part, the goals, that's another word in the book. This is funny, Randy. My friends get tired of me saying that. They ask, will we talk about something? I go, geez, that's funny you'd say that. It's all in the book. Anyways, are you fired up? Is anybody in there? Hello. And back to the are you fired up. That's where goals come in. Having things that you want to get done and accomplish. And it just makes your day so much more exciting. And it gives you purpose. And they don't have to be mountains to climb, you know. We talked about that before, too. You're just, hey, man, I'm going to get my teeth brushed. I'm going to take a shower. You know, I'm going to do some push-ups. I got some breakfast going down. This is good stuff. So would you invite you to your party? Of course you would. Life is so exciting when you get excited about your life. There is so much to see and to learn and to do. Wake up. Success is wide awake. So this is another great poem. I woke up this morning and I jumped up out of bed. Okay, now that's attitude, right? First, it starts with gratitude. I'm lucky to be here. I get another day. I get another shot at it. I woke up this morning and I jumped up out of bed. I had all these ideas because I wrote them down the night before cruising around in my head. Oh, yes, here you go. I had a list of to-dos that I wrote down the night before. I was getting things done before my feet hit the floor. Awake and excited was how I would start my day. Life is much more exciting when you feel this way. This feeling I'm talking about is about attitude, you know. Now, this is great. Awake with the best attitude makes your life a better show. And, man, I totally believe that in terms of every day. It's just, it's another, you know, back to the mojo and your rhythm of life and you want to do and get to do. And so that's what the whole book is about, is getting your life excited, or getting you excited about your life is the most important part. But it's because of the words that you know and that you use. So, and then I love this word. So why? So we're on Monday. So why? So my why word, Randy, is yes. I gave the word yes to a friend of mine one time. They didn't use it very often. And so it was their birthday. So I wrote it on a yellow piece of paper. I said, happy birthday. I'm giving you the word yes. You know, now I'll write about how you can use it. So it goes like this. So it is so, just so, true, granted, of course, surely, really, certainly, indeed, precisely, positively, yes. Just say yes. But here's why. So yes allows forward mobility. You're going through some cool things right now, Randy, with your senior living in your places and what you're doing. And yes is sure. A huge word in your life, you know. Yes, absolutely. Enables possibilities to show up for consideration that might have been stopped before the blossom, right? There's all kinds of possibilities. So yes allows you to kind of check it out a little further. Say yes first and then figure out how to make a forward decision. Many opportunities, I like this, are diamonds in the rough. Right? Yes motivates us to do a little polishing. You never know what yes might find. Yes is essential when you are taking a road trip. Success? Just say yes. Here's a true story. So this is good. My friend Matt. I was trying out for the team that day, and I was hoping for the best. My friend Matt said, hey man, it looks like you could use some yes. You see, yes is just a three-letter word, but it carries a lot of clout. The more you use it, the more you feel it. Removes any clouds of doubt. I said, Matt, I'm trying out, and I'm bringing a lot of yes along. He smiled when I thanked him. Yes is what made me strong. A purpose for this book is so that I might share yes with you. Your road trip will be a huge success if yes is what you do. And so that's Monday in a spelled-out version. And,
excellent. Love it.
Again, the whole purpose is to live your life with enthusiasm, to live your life with good energy, to live your life just, it should be a good time, you know, and it's your vocabulary. Oh my goodness, Bruce Lee. Do you know much about Bruce Lee?
Not that much.
I'd seen just lately some reels on him. He died when he was a young age of 32. He could do some incredible things. But he says that the five most important things is that, one, is that you trust yourself, is that you believe in you. He says you never tell yourself you can't do something, because he says your body doesn't know the difference whether you say yes or no. And what we call that is the universal energy. You put these thoughts out there and you manifest this energy in your life. And that guy was pretty sharp. And then he would, you know, Muhammad Ali could throw a punch in like a 200th of a second. And Bruce Lee was even faster than that. This guy was an amazing guy, but it was his philosophy. It was his thoughts that made him as powerful as he was, because evidently he could break bricks and things and fast and impressive individual. I'm not sure why we lost him so early, so to speak, but
right.
your words are so important. Use good words, define your life, your behavior, your emotions, your thoughts. Write them with good words and have a past a positive kind of day. There you go.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Rick. We greatly appreciate that for today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Yes, sir.
Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. One of the things I want you guys to know is you can text me